I'm absolutely ecstatic about it. Like, it's a huge honor, so it is, to be representing my family and my friends back home, and I just can't wait to get into camp now and show them what I can do.
This call-up comes off the back of some under-18s sevens interprovincial series games. So you obviously had some brilliant performances there, but did you think that a call-up to the senior team for Ireland would be on the cards?
No. Because the Interpros was just before the COVID lockdown started, so it's actually a while ago now. So it never really crossed my mind. I thought maybe it might have been thought about after this Interpros now, but yeah, it was a big shock to the system, and it's not until you really read your name on the sheet that it kind of sinks in and you really become buzzing, like.
But in a sense, I mean, this wasn't really a shock for you because you had been part of the under-18 seven squad as well, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I went to Paris with the seven squad, so I did. So that was head coached by Ben Martin, who's coaching Blackrock now at the minute. So we traveled to Paris to play a couple of games over there in the Paris War Games, and then I was on the 15 side squad too, which went to Scotland for a training weekend.
So you're plenty used to going abroad and representing your country anyway.
Yeah, well, it's a huge honor, like I said earlier, and I just hope now that I can keep it up and keep showing whoever's looking that I can keep playing.
And describe yourself and your skills as a rugby player. What would you say you're best at on the field?
Oh God, I'd say I'd probably be best at probably the more physical side, so the tackling and the ruck kind of scenarios. They'd probably definitely be my stronger point, because growing up on I played with a boys team growing up down in Gorey. And you always had to kind of learn to be that bit more stronger and to keep up with the boys and just keep bossing them around on the pitch.
Yeah, so you are a Gorey girl playing down with the Enniscorthy side. So has there ever been a bit of tension there? Have you ever been seen as an outsider?
No, definitely not. Like, as soon as I moved to Enniscorthy, they were hugely welcoming. I knew a few of the girls from football, and we definitely knew each other from Gorey and Enniscorthy playing against each other, so no, there was no bad blood, so it was all good.
And you've been very busy because you've also been called up to the Leinster Rugby under-18 girls squad. So that's in the 15s game, is it?
It is, yeah. So our intervals will be starting now in 2 weeks, so it'll be interesting now to see how that goes this year. We were unfortunate in our semi-final 2 years ago against Munster, so we may just go out and see and try beat them this year and win the cup, hopefully.
A bit of motivation there for you anyhow.
Yeah, exactly.
And on that squad as well, you've a couple of fellow Enniscorthy girls with Katie Whelan, who I know she was on that seven side as well, wasn't she? So, you know, you've had a great relationship with her, and Mia Kelly is alongside you as well. So does that make it easier for you making that step up, knowing that you have the girls beside you?
It definitely does. Like, and Ciara Boland is there too, and having those girls there, it definitely makes that easier playing with the squad. You know, some familiar faces going in, and then there's the girls that were there 2 years ago as well. And then having Katie going up through the sevens for Leinster and the 15s for Leinster, and then of course the sevens and 15s for Ireland has been huge, because it's two girls from the same club and both representing the country, like. So it was big that way, but even then, looking back, and we knew each other going in, and we were comfortable with each other, and it really even enhances our games on the pitch, because we nearly know each other's game inside out now at this stage.
Just looking at some of the names here, you've got the likes of Lucy Mulhall, who people will know. She's from Tinnehealy there, so she's from not too far away either. Some of the 15 stars, Baveen Parsons, Amy Lee, Murphy Crowe as well. So there's some big names you're going to be training with for the next little while.
Yeah, it'll definitely be intimidating going in and training with all these girls who have been on the circuit, like at the HSBC series, for a very long time now, and been making a huge name for themselves. I suppose it makes it a small bit easier knowing a few of the girls, like Bavin, and then Vicky and Erin and Maya and a few of them going into it, because I would have played the sevens with them. So that definitely makes it that small bit easier, but it's gonna be tough to try go in and make a name for myself with all of these huge stars in the mix.
We've also had Katie Fitzhenry from Wexford on the team there for the last little while. She's just retired, so it kind of you kind of zoom in there really nicely. So we do have a Wexford girl still on the panel there. So do you take much inspiration from the likes of watching the likes of Katie in years gone by?
Yeah, 100%. Katie is a fantastic player, and not even on the pitch, but she's an absolutely fantastic person off the pitch as well. She's always got a good buzz around her, and the crack always seems to follow her. She's just a class person, so she is very inspirational to younger girls, and then even the girls going into the camp, she's a huge player, so she is. And then the likes of Kate Farrell from just down the road, Gorey. She used to play with, and yeah, she's a huge inspiration as well, like really, really good player.
Yeah, so that's it. So we're focusing on you because you happen to be on the other end of the phone call here, but there's plenty of girls who are really starting to make a name for themselves from Wexford Rugby, isn't there?
There definitely is. Like the girls rugby in around Wexford, like it's really on the up, and there's some girls coming through who have fantastic talents and really, really good potential to go on and represent the country, and hopefully we do see more Wexford stars going through.
About 5 years ago, if you said to somebody, you know, I'm going to go watch a Sevens rugby game, they probably wouldn't have understood what you're talking about. But in that 5 years, we've really come on in leaps and bounds. And I think, you know, watching the Irish men's team in the Olympics has really given people a sort of renewed focus on the sport as well. So is it nice to see that it is starting to get the recognition that it deserves?
Yeah, 100%. Sevens is a very, very tough sport. Like there's only seven people on a full-size pitch on your team. And there, like that means there's so much running, so much contact. Like it's just a fantastic game, even just to watch. And it really does deserve respect. In sports. So yeah, it's very nice to see it getting a lot of recognition now, especially because the boys over in Tokyo in the Olympics, they did the country very proud getting over there. They played their repechage in there a couple months ago in France, I think it was. And yeah, they just did absolutely amazing to get through. They're very inspirational, so they are.
They certainly are. And listen, hopefully we'll be able to see a women's team heading for Paris 2024 as well. But we'll focus on this season first. So your training starts on Monday there, is that right?
No, unfortunately not for me. The rest of the girls will be up in the HPC, the High Performance Centre up in Dublin. But for Vicky, Erin and I, we'll be starting on September 13th. So the RFU have let us stay with our Leinster under-18s and continue our season there and finish out our Interpros.
That's fair enough, I suppose. They want to ease you into the process, really.
Yeah, exactly. And it'll be nice to finish out our under-18s career and move on to our senior then.
Absolutely. Well, listen, best of luck with it anyway. I'm sure you're absolutely excited to get involved anyway.
Yeah, I can't wait for it now. It's really kind of hitting home now that I've made it, and the next job is to get a cap under my belt, so fingers crossed that'll happen.
Absolutely. Like it's a 26 player squad and there's only obviously seven players on the team, so you know, it mightn't happen straight away, but I'm sure you're determined to make yourself one of those essential seven.
Yeah, exactly. Like a lot of it is your hard work and your drive to really get that spot on the jersey. And yeah, I think I definitely have that. And it really showed throughout lockdown when you're there and you're doing tough sessions by yourself and there's no one there to push you, and you just have to keep going, because at the end of the day, you're looking at the big picture and what you want to do. So for me, that was to make the Sevens team, and thankfully I made it.
You've certainly made it now, and just a step away now from getting your first cap as well. So listen, hopefully that's not too far away, but make sure you finish that under-18s career first, and then we'll focus on the next stop.
100%, yeah. Next stop is to win the Interpros anyway, so fingers crossed that'll happen.